AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis is in Philadelphia, his motorcade taking him directly from the airport to the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul for Mass. Joining us live from Philadelphia is the AP's Julie Walker.
Tim, more than 1,000 people, mainly clergy, are at the Mass. Pope Francis walked down the aisle of the church holding a large staff with a crucifix on top while a choir sang. He arrived at the church in his black Fiat. Before going inside, the Pope waved to the hundreds of cheering people. Pope John Paul II spoke at the cathedral in 1979, the only other papal visit to Philadelphia. Later today, Pope Francis gives a speech on religious freedom and immigration, and then joins in the final night of the World Meeting of Families. Tim?
Thank you, Julie. Joining us live from Philadelphia is the AP's Julie Walker. House Speaker John Boehner's decision to resign and leave Congress by the end of next month has touched off celebrations among the more conservative members of the GOP. Florida Senator, presidential candidate Marco Rubio tells the Value Voters Forum in Washington the party has to change.
It's not about him or anybody else, and I'm not here today to bash anyone. But the time has come to turn the page. The time has come to turn the page and allow a new generation of leadership in this country.
House Majority Leader, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy, has issued a statement that says now is the time for House Republicans to focus on healing and unifying to face the challenges ahead. Iran's state prosecutor says he wants to take Saudi Arabia's rulers to international court over the crush of pilgrims at this year's Hajj. At least 136 Iranians were among the more than 700 people who were killed in Thursday's stampede. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration is launching an effort to cut the number of HIV infections in girls and young women in sub-Saharan Africa. Ben Thomas tells us more.
The $300 million program is ambitious. It aims to cut the number of HIV infections by 25% by the end of next year and by 40% by the end of 2017. It targets girls and women between the ages of 15 and 24. The administration says 380,000 are infected with HIV each year, more than 1,000 per day. Nearly half of those infections were in 10 African nations that are the focus of the program. The countries are in East and Southern Africa, running from Kenya and Uganda to South Africa. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The next big jump in household cost is likely to come at the tap. Experts say water rates have been shooting up nationwide. Price for tap water still amounts to about a half cent per gallon. It doesn't cover the full cost of finding and treating new water sources or upgrading old equipment. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.